I attended an Ann Arbor event about the investigative journalism and its position in the era of Facebook and fake news. It was held in the form of a panel. We had NBC4 investigative reporter Joel Grover, Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Alexandra Berzon, LA Times editor for investigations Matt Doig, and Ann Arbor professor Vince Gonzalez to hold the discussion. Investigative journalism is a form of journalism of which reporters inquire intensively to discover facts that might be hidden from the public intentionally. Controversial issues including political corruption, corporate wrongdoing, environmental pollution, crimes, and scandals are most common. It requires hard work and time commitment from the investigative journalists, as it can take up to several months or even years to conclude the investigation and publish the final piece. Besides disclosing and highlighting injustice, investigative reporters also play a crucial role in setting the path for other journalists to pursue stories on similar topics. However, investigative journalists also have to deal with many obstacles, including putting themselves in dangerous situations and being shut out by federal agency or other governmental institutions when they request for information. In regards to how digital era has affected investigative journalism, the panel discussed how digital era could be both a blessing and a curse. The good thing is more and more people are watching or reading the news because of easy access, but the drawback is many of them are not seeing the full version of the story. For example, the young generation often get their news by browsing through Facebook and other social media, but many of them just read a short caption and title of the news, instead of clicking onto the news article link and get a larger scale of the stories. As a result, they could also make biased and false judgment because they never get the complete information. Moreover, in the era that fake news are easily spread, reposted, retweeted on the internet, it is very important for the consumers to develop news literacy. Lots of fake news come from grapevine instead of credible news institutions, so the consumer should always doubt the authenticity of suspicious sources by fact-checking.